reached.
Travis Peeves.
Please leave your message after the tone. After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Travis. This is Minister Edward J. Robin, area code 780-399-6250. I'd like direction, aid and direction as to where we can lay a claim against your public indemnification bond. You've brought the people of Alberta into distress and anxiety by breaching several of the internal laws of Canada, 176-180-423-336-319. 423-465 of the Criminal Code, speaking to a conspiracy where you've ignored the laws put in place to protect the people, namely the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 7. You've forced an experiment upon people in breach of your obligation and duty, your oath sworn promise to be faithful and save these people harmless that are protected under the Royal Style and Titles Act, Defender of the Faith. It would appear that you're unaware of the fact that this public indemnification bond was put in place to ensure that the people would not be suffering any damages by men and women who swore an oath to a Christian monarch to ensure that they were saved harmless from any violation of their freedoms. Well, you have not done that. You've breached their freedoms left, right, and center. You've caused people to rise up in the tens of thousands up against you because you failed to observe that MedFarm cabal does not write law, are not experts in law, and their main motivation is making profit and money off of the ignorance of politicians that would allow them to run roughshod over them like a corporate franchise executing fascism upon the people of this province. By privatizing medicine with AHS, you've allowed fascism to take over and you've ignored your obligations and duty to protect the people and save them harmless. And as such, your public indemnification bond is up for grabs. We just need direction from somebody in your department as to where to lay a lawful complaint that everybody's of a capacity to do. Because there's more and more people that want to know how to lay a complaint against your indemnification bond, along with Kenny and all the rest of the people and the corrupted crew of people who wanted to call themselves honorable and instead are now vampires to the people's cause and freedom. You're acting in a criminal activity in breach of several international covenants, as well as the internal laws of Canada. The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Social, Economic, and Cultural Rights are both being breached by your arrogant, high-handed, let's put MedFarm cabal profit in front of the people's freedom. That's what you've done. You've been arrogant about that because you're getting bribed in the background. It's quite obvious after millennia of history of what corrupted people do when they're bribed. They forget all about the law and they start pushing the MedFarm dictate because of the money they've been promised. It's quite obvious that's what you're doing. It caused lack of comfort and distrust in the people that put you in place in power to ensure that they would be saved harmless. Now you're harming them, and that's why your public indemnification bond is up for grabs. If you had any honor, you'd resign your office immediately and you'd tell Kenny that he's breaking the law and you won't be participating in that. But you're thinking about all the money you're going to make and how much you've been promised outside of government with guys like Klaus the Engel Schwab, that you seem to think this German dictator is going to take over our world and you're going to help him. This is nigh on to treason against Her Majesty, another serious charge that is being looked at by people that are brighter than you. So you may want to stop and consider there's a few people out there that are aware of what you and your cronies are up to. It's no good. You certainly don't have the benefit of the people at mind here. You don't have the needs of your constituents up front. Instead, you have your own private pocketbook as your motivation and prime cause. And it is because of that you've breached that indemnification bond promise, duty, and trust. And that's why we want to lay a claim against it. Again, if you have any integrity and honor, you'll get back to me at 780-399-6250 and explain possibly why a valid claim against your indemnification bond should not be placed. In the eyes of those that I've spoken with that have an understanding of the law and what liability is all about, you certainly are in breach. You don't have a leg to stand in, relying on AHS lawyers trying to defend their profit margin. You've breached your liability. You've breached your duty. You've breached your honor. So get back to me at 780-399-6250. This is Minister Edward J. Robin wishing you God's blessing.
Your recording time has expired. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To leave a callback number, press 1. To replay your message, press 3. For additional options, your message has been sent. Thank you for calling.